say that Russia can't participate in the Rio Olympics, I mean, boy, this came out of nowhere again, and they just keep egging these people on and provoking the response and hoping that Russia will take the bait, but they haven't yet, and I hope they don't. But, no, they're looking for the excuse to let this whole thing fall apart. They're not going to take blame. They're going to blame somebody else. So,
and yeah. And I'm being asked right now to be more than cooperative, to be subservient, to lick these people's boots. And I'm talking about the corporate Keystone Coffer cops. You know, that automatically are assuming you're guilty, you're an evildoer unless you're thoroughly vetted, and I get to ask my questions, and by the way, can I search your car? And these guys being melded with that very military that we've been talking about on this program today, they're wondering why people are upset with them. Now, regardless, Steve, you know, here, you missed the top of the hour break? Well, lovely you. I guess we won't be interrupted then. What the hell are you doing over there? Did you miss the top of the hour break? Posting a story, but you don't have your monitor pot up? Evidently you didn't. How many years you been here? I'm going to let you start doing the show. I'm going to run the board because I'm losing my mind over here. Jeez. Steve,
yeah.
There's just too many things lining up. There's too much of a coincidence. It was, as I said, years ago, oh, it's these evil militias out there. They want to overthrow the government. They're this, they're that, they're dangerous. No, the militias formed in this country because we saw the Clintons take a move, a strong move against gun ownership. And we figured, hey, if they're going to come after the arms, you know, down at Cabrini Green, what did they finally do down there when the English tried to confiscate the shot and powder? We had ourselves a little revolution, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Well, and the same damn thing happened in the 90s, and this was right on the heels of Ruby Ridge, Waco. We saw the BATF, they were known at the time, and the FBI just take a military posture against a church and its people. Oh, there were some mistakes made, but these guys were evil. They did nothing. They hurt nobody. And this was a military-style assault, replete with military equipment, on a church, and they killed 86 women and children. Just burned them up. We even caught the FBI with their snipers in a prone position in the back of the church reviewing FLIR footage. And the FBI goes, no, that's not what that is. No, those aren't FBI agents laying prone on the ground, shooting people coming out of the back of that church. No. There's nothing to see here. Let's move on. What did we see out here at the BLM thing? And I ain't talking about Black Lives Matter. Who was right on top of that situation to kill Lavoy Finicum? The FBI. Now we're told we've got to kiss the FBI's backside because we're under threat here. Holy crap.
Yeah. Hey, John, can I take you in just a little bit different direction real quick?
Yeah, please.
Throw this one out at Ron. I've been listening to the RNC, what's going on over there, and evidently there was somebody on the floor, I don't know what his job title was, but he emphasized to the delegates to basically cast their ballot by using their conscience, not necessarily representing the people and the districts were what they're supposed to be doing. Actually, that's their job, is to cast their ballot in the direction of the popular vote for those primaries. But he told them that vote with your conscience. You don't have to go in that direction. Which all the laws, all the things I looked up, that's illegal as could be. That's very illegal. And if that happens, they're looking at a lot of lawsuits on the state side. Wouldn't you say so, Ron?
Right. Well, the very term representative means that they're representing the voice of the people and not their own conscience.
Right. So I don't know. How he thought he can get away with that. They're redefining the word, the laws, the rules, everything now, it looks like.
Well, we've seen Nancy Pelosi get away with, it's interstate commerce, you know, on the health care. We've seen a lot of stuff happen in this country that is in violation of the fundamental principles upon which government is delegated power.
Right.
So that's – and the people are silent in their reaction to these things.
Right. Well, I hope somebody's not silent if that happens because, I mean, there are rules you have to follow, and if you don't follow them, then, well, then, you know, it's just pointless. The whole thing, the people should be very angry if that happens. They should be very angry because their vote has been nullified, taken away, and said, well, you didn't vote right, and we're going to cast a ballot for this guy.
Yeah, well, Steve, that's the presumption that people are educated enough to know that a crime has been committed.
Right.
Well, and what rules and what has changed? I mean, what are we talking here? Are we talking about the constitutional republic or the legislative administrative democracy? You know, mackerel.
Well, see, you're on point, John. That's precisely what we're talking about. We're in administrative law. We're in regulatory law. And I think I mentioned once that the first use of regulatory law was by Massachusetts right after the Revolution. They suspended the common law because they didn't know what law the new country would form under. So, and then, of course, it was common law. But now we're in that regulatory law again. Common law has been suspended.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Hey, by
the way, did you see that video I sent you back on email?
I did.
Okay, but you never commented back to me. I didn't know that you saw it or you opened it.
No, I did. I appreciate that. I was just, you know, commenting on the inconsistencies of behavior.
Well, and I jumped on you pretty hard because I was driving to a point and I was just being sidetracked.
So, hey, John?
Yes.
I can handle. I'm a big boy.
Okay, good deal. All right. Hey, thanks. Appreciate
it,
Steve.
Bye-bye.
Let me take Jerry in Chicago here, and then I want to get into this 8 million Americans on the list maybe disappeared. You know, we've heard over the years the red and blue list. Well, this is kind of like an update, a refresh. Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, or good evening, I should say. Thank you very much for taking my call. You know, in the past couple of weeks, this Black Lives Matter thing, you know what? It's funded by George Soros. I got to ask you something. Why haven't any of the Republicans or any of the black spokespeople, like Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton, have come out and condemned this threatening of police and calling them pigs and wrapping them in bacon and
It gets worse than that. It calls for the outright murder of people.
Yes, you're 100% correct, John. And this disgusts me. And you know what? You got Comey in the past 3-4 weeks getting off the track and saying that the gross negligence, it was not a mistake, she didn't do it willingly, blah, blah, blah.
Bull. It was bull.
Yeah.
Comey's up to his eyeballs, and it's connected with the Clinton Foundation, his role with the HSBC. He is as compromised as they come. And he was told, you better get up there and tap dance before this whole damn thing collapses, because if it does, we will have a constitutional crisis in this country. Holy mackerel. Half the people in Washington, D.C. might have to go to jail with Hillary Clinton. You know what? Let me help you. I'll volunteer my time to handcuff and transport the prisoners, to start putting these criminals in jail, not being protected by our federal agencies. And by the way, Ron, Where did I ever read agencies and anything that the government created that doesn't have to follow the Constitution? Well, where is that exactly in the Constitution?
It's not even in.
Yeah. And there's your legislative democracy for you. We'll just create our minions and send them hither and yon to go out there and harass and steal. All right. Hey, Jerry, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
All right. Steve in Ontario. Hello, Steve.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Excellent. You're not the only one that's feeling something is coming, because I listened to an interview this morning with Dr. Paul Williams, and he's written many books on the CIA, been a consultant with the FBI, and written for a few different big publications before. And he said three times in an hour, something big's coming soon. He goes, I don't know what, but my sources tell me something big is coming soon. So he wasn't prompted once in the interview to say it.
He voluntarily said it three times.
Yes.
And I didn't even hear of that interview. I have no idea.
It was on. I was on another network. It was Joyce's show, but
okay.
She grilled him pretty good on a bunch of things, and he volunteered it three times that something big is coming soon. So I don't know. And I've heard it from a couple other people that have been talking with people that have sources, and everyone's got the same feeling. So
Steve, how long have you listened to my program in particular?
10 years, probably.
Okay. Do you ever remember me getting on the air and going, "Folks, what the hell?"
No.
This is the first time in 25 years I'm saying, "What the hell?"
I
feel it. It's palpable. I can't put my finger on it, but I'm watching these series of events building and building and building, and I'm paying attention to the speech and the narrative that is following up these events. And it is not good. I haven't quite put my finger on it, and I've been reading and I've been scouring the web. Nobody else can figure it out either. So I don't feel particularly isolated and stupid, but I feel it.
Well, there's a tension in the world right now overall. I mean, in various countries. I mean, they've been building this for a while. This is all a part of their plan to build up to a crescendo. You know, where they plan all this craziness, they make the world seem like it's crazy, and they put themselves out there and say, "We've got a solution." So, problem, reaction, solution. They create the problem, they wait for the reaction from the public, and it needs one more big 9/11. That's what he said. He said that there's going to be another bigger than 9/11 event in the United States soon, is what he said.
Well, I want the various governments to register before they pull that event off, so it'll make it easier for us to track them down.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyways, just wanted to let you know, whatever you're feeling, you're not alone, man.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it. And Ron?
Yes.
You know, here's another little indicator to me. You know, I was out yesterday. I mean, I was flat on my back. I wasn't able to do anything. And I didn't get on the internet. I didn't post any news stories. Obviously, I didn't do a radio show. I was pretty much incognito for a good 24, 36 hours. Today, I get up, and I've got this nagging feeling. I'm walking around the house, and I never do this. I found myself just aimlessly pacing around. I went to go make some coffee, and I found myself in the front room staring out the front window, and I'm going, "John, what the hell's wrong with you? You know, did your brain just do a dump here? You know, did your hard drive just crash?" And the entire day, I'm just walking around, and I'm going, "Something ain't right."
Yeah. Well, you know, I think this is the first time I've ever recognized in history where we have someone like the head of the FBI actually saying things like, "She lied, she did this, she did that," and then overturning his position right in front of the American people on something that even the reasonable person on the street would say, "Jesus, she's a liar. She shouldn't. She should be going and being prosecuted." We're having
at the very least not be eligible to run for president.
Yeah, it's like a toppling of our country right then and there. It's like we've lost control.
Well, okay, for you information guys out there, you counterintelligence guys that are mandated to listen to this program every day, I don't want you to blink. I just want you to look straight forward. Don't acknowledge the words you're about to hear. If you are good people, you better sidle up with the good people and get the hell out. Or be men, be Americans. You know me, I support the constitutionally limited republic. I want the positive rule of law. You guys have done dossier after dossier on me. You know exactly who and what I am and what I stand for. And you know I don't get scared easily. But I'm telling you this right now. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. And I don't care if you have to blow your boss out of the water. I don't care what you have to do, figuratively speaking, but you start blowing the whistle. You start getting with like-minded people in your own agencies. If this is a takedown and you know of it and you do nothing to stop it, the blood of many people is going to be on your hands. These are still the peaceful days. And I've said this many times, Ron McDonald, we're going to look back on days like today as being the good old normal times.
Yeah, you have. I've heard you say that, John.
Well, here's another one for us. 8 million Americans on the list to be disappeared. The U.S. says banker-occupied government, we'll call them BOG here, has put 8 million Americans on their main core list. These people are deemed to be the core of the resistance to banker-occupied tyranny. Wall Street mistakenly believes that if they can just get rid of these 8 million troublemakers, they can starve the other 300 million people living in the country and a few billion overseas into submission. Now, if you're an American, do you think you're not on that list? It does not matter if you're living overseas. Our little banker-occupied government has declared the right to kidnap you from overseas and disappear you into secret prisons and torture you. I give you the NDAA, folks. If you're not an American, don't think the banker-occupied government has forgotten about you. They've already kidnapped foreign nationals and tortured them. Just think of what they'll do after they get banker-occupied world government. You probably have noticed that the NWO wants nations all over the world to specialize in certain things, products and resource, like getting together, melding the police departments worldwide, sharing information on these terrorists. Ooh. If you really study the United States, you might conclude that America has been selected to produce the New World Order's army, kicking in doors and kidnapping resistors from Europe to the Middle East to Africa to Asia and Latin America. You probably have seen the stories about automation taking away your jobs. Okay. We all know that, right? Well, tens of millions of driving, warehousing, manufacturing, restaurant, clerical positions will be gone in a generation. That's what's left. But that doesn't deter them from legalizing 30 million illegal aliens and inviting another 30 to 50 million illegals to come into America to take what jobs are left. And these people will work for anything, just like they do in the respective countries they came from. Why do you think they're coming here? I knew when I was in high school that we'd see a rise in the national security state because Wall Street was stealing our pensions and savings through massive fraud. The Federal Reserve has bought trillions of dollars in worthless mortgage-backed securities and other assets through the quantitative easing and the discount window. By the way, this thing has been festering, Ron. You know, we got about $13, $14 trillion in bonds out there that we're not paying any dividend on. Nothing. And it's been said that, well, we might have to start quantitative easing again. For what purpose? To put the debt that you bankers got us into to make us liable for the payment of your mistakes, whether real, imagined, done intentionally or not, don't care, don't really give a damn. You know, Ron, I've used, and this has been successful with me, by the way. I have used my little Home Depot story to make people understand what the bankers did by way of debt. What they did with this scam back in 2008. And this has been the most successful thing that I have used. And they finally get it. When you stay away from a banker narrative, that you try to tell them how evil the banks are and what, you know, the quantitative easing has done, or try to explain that this is fiat currency and doesn't really represent wealth, you almost get nowhere with them. But I tell them the whole Home Depot story. And they look at me, and then I tell them about the bankers and this fiat money and why it's been dropping in value year after year after year. All of a sudden, boom, boom, two brain cells synapse with each other, and they get it. I had to, after all these years of doing this, this has been the most successful way to me to explain to people how the banker takedown of 2008 happened and what the end result was. Incredible.
Yeah, well, you know, the bottom line is that when a government removes the wealth of its people, it no longer is the government. It takes a different position in there. And again, I refer back to we become peons, and they become in this case, they're not the government. The bankers take the place of the government. Hey,
took it all away.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Americans can clearly see the dollar in the entire world economy is this is not enough of a description, is in trouble. The majority had hoped that the banker-occupied government would leave them alone and allow them to keep their homes, their jobs, and what few possessions they had if they just keep silent about this obnoxious tyranny. But the banker-occupied government is not satisfied. Bog is a hungry beast. Wall Street just wants a little bit more. Well, they want it all. And they will leave you nothing. Let me go to Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris. How are you doing?
Well, John, sorry about the dog. I had something for you. Early on in your conversation, you were mentioning some of Obama's executive orders and the wordage in it. And the particular word term that caught my eye very closely, because I have deep training in mechanical and electrical backgrounds, and of course we would call silent weapons for quiet wars and other plots of these so-called elite of the world.
Right.
And the word it was proportionality. Even the courts are starting to use that. Now, from a mechanical standpoint and electrical standpoint, in order to have a proportional controller, you must have sensors. And the sensors can be biased or influenced, if you will, to condition the determined output from the sensors to give a altered effect on the output of the scenario. So the courts are using it to proportionally apply who gets access to justice, who doesn't. Obama has likely, meaning it in a similar term, he'll use it to determine who gets taken out, who doesn't.
Right.
And this, unfortunately, is a very dangerous concept because it opens the door for the subjective interpretive will of whoever it is making these edicts to use it for their own political purposes, their own axe grinding, or to take out a paramour or an adversary, if you will. It's a very, very dangerous concept.
Now, Chris, are you saying this is within a law, or this is just the current state of affairs that's happening?
Well, the Supreme Court has, and the courts, district courts of the U.S., have gone to what's called the common law judicial experience of the judges. And basically, that is a proportional test, which means it can be biased upwards or downwards ad infinitum, and making it extremely hard for someone to get justice or to make it really easy for somebody to want to pass justice. Perhaps that sways the judge with a little envelope, shall we say.
Uh-huh.
And this is a trend that I've observed in several different court actions, that they are really biasing the justice that's administered, particularly for the bar, and to exclude the non-represented individuals, the like they call us pro ses or in natura pro pers. And they're using this to basically to deny due process and all substantial justice using their 12B6 tricks to
right.
eliminate anybody from being able to get to access to the courts or
well,
a trial by
well,
jury
see,
or
what
even an adversarial
in.
Procedure.
Well, Chris, what you're in is you're not in a common law court. You're in a commercial court, and the 12B6 failure to state a claim upon which relief may be granted is subject to commercial law. One has to identify the jurisdiction they're in when they're fighting, and that's why any who go in there thinking that they're going to pull a jurisdictional issue, you know, that they're in the common law and move into a commercial court and trying to get their relief is just not going to be there. There's not going to be any relief for that yeah. individual.
Exactly. In fact, in my case, what they did is they worked a deal with the opposing defense attorney to deny me all substantial justice and due process, ex parte, in camera, and it appeared to be an ecclesiastical or what we might know as a star chamber court proceeding.
Yeah. Well, one has to, you know, if you're going to attack the common law with common law jurisdiction in a commercial court, you have to raise the common law authority within the court itself. Its office is created under the common law.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, got to run bottom of the hour
break. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Ron, you may want to stick around for this. Boy, this is timely. I've got Dan from Numana Republic. Numana Foods coming on, and I know you ain't got enough storage food out there.
No, I don't.
Okay, you want to stick around for this one. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back in three.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Kick down, break down, take down. Everybody walks into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted.
All right, we're back. Ron, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Oh, good. I've got Dan from Numana Foods and the commercial you've been hearing on air, folks, NumanaRepublic.com. That's a little thing that we put up there to take you to Dan's page here. And this is Numana Storable Foods. And Dan, welcome to the program.
Wow, what a pleasure. Thank you for having me, John.
Oh, well, I'm telling you what, it took us a while to get you up and running here. But that's okay. The contract stands.
The check is cleared, right?
But yeah, the check was in the mail and we cashed it. But yeah, I've got to tell you something. I went through this family pack that you sent me. It's 144 one cup servings, and I am sitting here and I tried several of these things, and I have eaten a lot of storable foods, some of which I won't admit that I even tried, but I started on this one. I'm going, okay, here's a company. The stuff looks pretty good. Okay, well, let's try some. I start opening one after another because I couldn't believe how good this stuff is. I mean, you got the mac and cheese. You got pasta primavera. You get potato casserole, pasta alfredo. And I'm reading right off the packs I have spread out in front of me. Rice pilaf, Hawaiian style sweet and sour. Whoops, one just hit the floor. And let's bring it back up here. Okay. Pasta alfredo, Hawaiian style sweet and sour, Italian pasta with marinara sauce, sweet habanero chili with pineapple. You guys that don't like the hot stuff, that's perfect. Enchilada beans and rice. Let me see. Let me take my headphones off here so I can read the rest of them. Cheddar broccoli, oatmeal with brown sugar, black bean soup, enchilada beans, I think I said that, and rice pancake mix, granola, cheesy potato soup, creamy vegetable and rice soup, classic chili mix. This stuff is good. I mean, it is good.
You're getting me hungry. You're making me hungry just listening to you.
I didn't eat anything today, and I'm reading this stuff, and I've already tasted it. My mouth is watering here.
John?
Yes, sir.
All you have to do is go to his website, look at the pictures that are flowing by. It makes you hungry.
Well, Dan, you must tell the people what this stuff doesn't have in it.
Well, you've given us a great little primer there for what's in our bucket. The family pack is our most popular bucket, and when we started making, we saw what was on the market, and we started making these meals, we wanted something a little better, a little cleaner. I don't want MSG and aspartame and high fructose corn syrup in my, I don't want to feed it to my children, so why do I want to feed it in an emergency? So in a disaster, it's okay to poison them, but you know, right now you don't want to do that. So we don't want GMO ingredients. We don't want aspartame, high fructose corn syrup, like I said, no soy, no autolyzed yeast extract. We feel we have the type of these ready-fix meals, the cleanest and the best food storage on the market. We really feel that. And that's really our focus, our motto, is we want to do the best, and we're always pushing the envelope to have the best product we can.
Well, and I'm looking at this stuff, and I'm going, you know, I mentioned to Ron, I told Ron earlier, I said, you know, I said, I think I have Dan coming on from Numana Foods today. And I says, and if he's coming up today, we can only spend 90 minutes with you. And then I was thinking here, I'm thinking, well, maybe Ron wants to stick around because I know Ron doesn't have storable foods. And now he's on your website watching all these scrolling pictures. And it's like, yeah, I'm getting hungry too. All right, so we don't, it's GMO free. It doesn't have the aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup stuff, no yeast extract, the autolyzed stuff, no chemical preservatives, no soy, no gluten buckets. There's a lot of people that have put away what they call storable foods, and they don't know where that stuff came from. They're going to be eating this stuff, and people are going to get real tired of rice and beans and just the staples. Now, it'll keep you alive. That's for sure. But the only thing that I think in the future here, and Dan, this is my own opinion, the highlight of people's day is going to be just sitting down to eat something good. That's going to be their total highlight. So, yeah.
We wanted a food storage. Traditional food storage has a reputation, right? It's like the stuff you put in the corner that you choke down if the lights went out for any period of time. We wanted to change that dynamic. And everything that you're describing is exactly the response we want our customers to have. I like to eat. I mean, we've never met in person. We talked on the radio or on the phone several times. Mm-hmm. But I'm a bigger guy. I like to eat. If I don't like to eat it, we don't sell it. So right there, that's one of the things about food storage that people should be aware of. If you should store what you eat and eat what you store. It should be part of your life. And in an emergency, you need more nutrition, not less. And three, this idea like you'll eat anything, well, that's true on short term. Long term, that's actually not true. And history has proven you get something called taste exhaustion. And the fourth thing we want to change about food storage is food storage is not just an insurance policy. It's also an investment. See, once you change the idea that your food storage is just this nasty cardboard, chemical-filled crap that you want to choke down in an emergency.
I couldn't have put that better myself.
Once you change that and you look at it as this is food, not food storage, not emergency food storage, it is also food that stores. That's kind of the dynamic. Once you do that, then food is an investment. Now, we invest in stocks, we invest in bonds, we buy silver and gold, and everybody understands that. But you just look over the last 5 years and think about how much the price of food has went up. And so when you can buy food storage that I could have tomorrow night, my children would like, I'm late for baseball practice or what have you, or I could have for an emergency, now the value of it just changed. Now it's a commodity. And so those four areas were changing the way people think about food storage. And one of the most overlooked is this is a no-lose proposition. No matter what, you are investing in a commodity, an asset that is there for you and will actually return an investment as the price of food continues to rise.
Well, you sent me down the family pack. And that's, as I said, that's a total of 144 servings. And what does that sell for?
Retail on that is $259.75 on the family pack.
Okay. Now, I want to tell you folks, the family pack is what Dan sent me down. And I went through this. And it comes in packets. And these are kind of cool because it's the old MRE packaging. You know, that real heavy brown plastic. But it's got an oxygen absorber in there to preserve freshness. And whether you're eating this tomorrow night or 30 years from now, it's going to taste the same and still have the nutritional value to it. Now, that's the backbone of any food storage program, this family pack. It mixes well with other stores you might have or stands by itself. And as you said, it's really good enough to eat now. And, well, it stores enough that it'll be when you need it years from now. But you don't necessarily have to wait that long. You can crack it open and enjoy it now. This has been independently certified, 100% GMO-free, great-tasting, storable foods, and simply the best that money can buy. You know, that when we did that ad, that wasn't a joke. I mean, I have searched around, and I've seen a lot of different food companies out there. And a lot of this stuff I'll pass on because it doesn't have the stuff that you don't put in this. But more importantly, when you taste it, you go, eh, I guess it's okay. If I was starving, it might taste okay. This stuff tastes great. I mean, it's good stuff.
Well, one of the, you just talked about our packaging and the way it's made. It comes in a bucket, a square bucket. The quality of the food, we believe is, you know, I'm biased, obviously, but you're corroborating it. I mean, really, I'm the customer, really, when we make this stuff. But we made it also simple because I'm not exactly the best cook. My wife is a very good cook. That's why I'm probably as big as I am. But the food is simple to make. If you can boil water, you can make this food. So you boil water, then add the ingredients. It has a resealable top. On these individual packages, and all these individual packages are then in the bucket. It's very simple. Now, one thing I haven't told you about is, now we do have a proprietary process also. We're the only food storage company in the world that analyzes the ingredients, the mix of them, and how they energetically work on the human body, how bioavailable are there. Right. They give you an example of what that means. You know, that's kind of hard to explain to people. A few years ago, one of the major food storage companies out there, somebody got the idea of, you know, can I live on this stuff? And so they took a month challenge where all they did was eat this company's product and to see what happened, how they responded. Well, after about 3 weeks, they went to the doctor. They were having some, you know, they were having some complications. They were having some problems. The doctor recommended they stop. They actually stopped the challenge after 3 weeks, and it didn't really serve them well. It was almost like, you know, it was kind of like MREs. Even the military knows they can't serve those continuously to the men because they're going to cause a problem.
Yeah, it's called binding up.
That's yeah exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we had a guy come to us. And said he wanted to try something similar with, he did our Defender Pack, which is a family pack and some other things with it, but, you know, the meals that you're talking about. So he did nothing, and he was a delivery truck driver. And so he worked in the summer, he used a lot of energy. In fact, he would get tired on his job, he would use energy drinks, typically one or two of those 5-hour energies. Now, when he did nothing but New Man of Food, the change that went over him was that he felt full, he felt sustained, even though that he was eating less calories than he's used to, he still felt like he was getting the sustenance and nutrition that he needed. Not only that, he felt so good, he stopped drinking energy drinks while he was on this month challenge. And he ate nothing but New Manna and water for a month. And at the end of it, he felt good, he felt energized, he felt sustained, and we're going to, you know, here pretty soon, we're going to release a video he's put out. We're going to edit some things and put it in so he can tell a story. That's the example of the lengths that we go through to this food. This isn't just, you know, just like anybody else, and we've improved it. I mean, this is, we really go really far in what we do to make this food the best that we can.
Call it field testing. Now, you, yes, also have, now you got a grab and go button, bucket, rather. You got the family pack. You have, what is a Defender Nutritive Pack? What is that?
Okay, you described, start with the thing we sell more than anything is a family pack.
Right.
And the grab and go is a little smaller, but grab and go easier to take. You know, just grab by the handle and go.
Right.
The above that is a Defender Pack, which is bigger than the Defender Pack, which is bigger than the family pack. It's a combination of the same meals that the GMO-free meals that people like. It's a combination of those plus superfoods like organic quinoa, organic chia seeds, sprouting seeds, those kind of things that go in the pack. So one of the things that we realized in an emergency, like I said before, you need more nutrition. You need more B vitamins. You need more to sustain you in times of stress.
Right.
Well, when you take the, say you take the chili and then you also have a separate pack of quinoa, which kind of cooks like rice, except it's a superfood, and then you mix the two. Well, now you just supercharge your storable food. You're probably getting more nutrients than you eat typically, really. And then you have chia seeds. To give an example about chia seeds, for those who aren't familiar, they're the same seeds that they make chia pets from. Everybody remembers chia pets.
Laugh about that. Yeah.
Right. Everybody remembers chia pets.
That's
probably
right.
Had one. Well, those seeds, the Aztec warriors used to go into battle with a little sack of those seeds to sustain them all day during battle. So these are super nutrition, super energy, and it's simple as pie. Your children, you could make a mac and cheese and sprinkle some chia seeds on it, and they'd have no idea they're getting super nutrition. So the Defender Pack is a combination of these type of foods to just really amp up the nutrition level that somebody's getting in the store foods. And then the other bucket that we have is a no-gluten family pack for those who may be concerned about celiac, concerned about gluten, a no-gluten diet, what have you. We have a no-gluten family pack where the ingredients have no gluten in them. And so those are the four base buckets, and then we sell combinations of those. And we have also powdered milk and things like that.
Okay, I'm going to ask you guys just to hold here a second, actually for 60 seconds.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
And that is not a joke. I don't cut too many commercials in my own voice unless I'm really down with the product that is being offered. And I've got to thank you, Dan, because I've been looking around and I saw Wise Foods out there. Not it. It's pretty good stuff, but it is nowhere near. And I looked at their food and I went, God, you know, we got to find a storable foods company that really has good stuff that's good for you. And voila, here you are. So when folks, you hear that ad in my voice out there, I don't put my voice to too many things, but I did with Numana Foods for a very good reason. It is going to be your life insurance policy, and you won't have to grimace while you're eating it, or you won't have to choke it down. No. This is good stuff. I mean, I've seen, Dan, I've seen people do presentations. You know, the foods you see on commercials. Well, it isn't exactly how you think that it is. Oh, it's just freshly put together and it's still steaming. No. But there are pictures of the food that is prepared. And, folks, this is not a joke. It looks exactly like the pictures on the website. This is good nutrition. You can supercharge it. You can do a lot of things with it, but there's one thing that I want you all to keep in mind. It is not super expensive. It is very top shelf, top drawer nutrition, and you're going to love it. I don't know what, you know, you said that your wife's a cook. I was a better cook than my wife was. And I put a few pounds on her, but you know, when we're talking about situations that you're going to have to go to your storable foods, a lot of people, Dan, had thought about this. Well, I got to put this away for the just in case of the rainy day. Now, you folks, you're going to want to try this stuff. And now, can they buy individual servings of stuff? You know, is there any variation on this?
Well, we have the variety buckets. We came up with the variations by really our customers' feedback over the years. So That's where the variations come by. And the buckets are set up as they are, and then you can buy multiple buckets. But we do not sell individual meals per se. Now We do have a sample. We do have a sample pack. If somebody wants to try it before they buy it, they can get a sample pack to get a try of it.
If they call you at 888-597-0775, and he said, you know, I've tasted this storable stuff, and yeah, I trust John, but I trust my taste buds even more. They call you up for a sample pack. How much does it cost, and how fast do they get it?
$19.95, and we're usually real quick on that. We're usually mailing within 2 days, usually the next day, unless there's just some extreme circumstance, which, you know, the food storage business is a you know, when there's an emergency, people, it's out of their mind, and sometimes until there's an emergency, to be quite honest.
Well, and let me ask a casual observer here. Now, you have not, Mr. McDonald.
Yes.
You have not been compensated. Okay. He hasn't sent you any food. Are you sold on this?
Yes, I am, and I'm sold for two reasons. One is the state of emergency we're in right now. You know, we have a larger food line in America than we had in the Depression. And what comes next after that? So if you don't have a storage and you don't have something that looks like what he has on his website, you're going to be out of luck. That's my opinion. Now, I've not been paid. There's my opinion.
Well, and one thing I want to bring up here, folks, this is in a bucket, and it's resealable, and it's got a handle on it. Let me tell you something. For ease of transportation, you want to grab something and go with it, it doesn't get any easier than this. Then all you need is fresh, clean water and a little fire source. Okay, we'll get around to the water in another program, won't we, Dan?
Yes, we got some very good solutions for you. Yes.
And I'm going to keep that in abeyance because we're talking about the food today. Okay, folks.
Well, can I just say I would go for the creamy rice soup and the creamy potato soup, or the cheesy potato soup, just looking at this stuff right now.
Well, let me tell you something. The mac and cheese, you know, Dan, I'm going to be honest. I've always been honest with the listeners.
I thought, please do.
Well, and I thought, okay, mac and cheese. All right. Well, it's going to be macaroni. It's going to be flavored with some cheese. Okay. How good? I like Stouffer's mac and cheese. This tastes better than the Stouffer stuff that you buy frozen at the grocery store. I kid you not. And I'm looking at this stuff, and I'm going, okay, well, I got 6 servings in here. This stuff is pretty good. I took a can of tuna and mixed it in. It was great. I was like, damn, this is great stuff. So, folks, I'm telling you, when I recommended this stuff, I mean, I wanted to put a food company on this network for a number of years, and we worked with other people in the past, good people, good patriots. But it always bothered me that there was always something wrong. It was either in the storage or the amount of servings, or how complicated it was, or what the taste was. You know, everybody claimed that, oh, yeah, our storable stuff will last you 20, 30 years. Well, if it tastes like crap today, it's going to taste like crap 25 years from now. Your best insurance policy, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm telling you, it's going to be, if things go the way that sometimes we predict they will, the highlight of your day is going to be centered around on the food that you eat, and this is the best stuff out there. I want to point you to the website again. It's NewManaRepublic.com, just like you hear in the commercial. Or you can call them at 888-597-0775. The prices are good. The portions are good. The taste is great. And this is a no-brainer. You don't have to worry about it. This is the insurance policy. When you need it, it's going to be there for you. Dan, anything else you want to kick in on this deal?
Wow, that was amazing. Well, you know, you said about price. When you go to buy a car, you can buy a Yugo or you can buy a Cadillac. We feel we have a Cadillac product here, but at a Chevy price. We feel like we're really reasonable. And part of our mission is not only to give you the best food options, but we want to restore that ethic of American independence, that kind of root cellar mentality. And, you know, it's, at one point in America, this was common, and that's not the case today. And so there's a deeper meaning where NewMana is very much into the to this country, where we came from, the Constitution. And so we want to help people, you know, any way we can, and this is the way we feel best we can. And so that's why we've aligned ourselves with your network. We're very proud to be here and very flattered that you've partnered with us and chosen us, and I'm very happy to be on, John.
Well,
Thank you so much.
And there will be no others. You are going to be it. In my estimation, and over the years, over the past 25 years, I've seen them come and I've seen them go. And I'll tell you what, the only other national brand that's being advertised now is Wise Foods. And I don't want to bang them too hard, but I'm going to tell you one thing right now, folks. It ain't NewMana food. The thought that went into packaging this stuff for the benefit of the person that's going to be eating this without holding your nose, this stuff is great tasting, and you don't have to worry because there's a whole lot of stuff that ain't in this that you shouldn't be eating in the first place. Dan, hey, this half hour went by fast. I appreciate you coming on with us. And,
yes,
folks, I'm telling you, if you're not sure, grab their sample pack. Try it out for yourself. 888-597-0775. Or, wait a minute, if John spoke that highly of it and he's actually tried it, you may want to get the family pack. Don't screw around. Go get the family pack. All right?
Yes.
And then take,
awesome,
and take a look at that Defender Nutritive Pack that can augment and you can add to already your nutritious foods to kind of a, I don't want to say put you on steroids because that's chemically induced. This will light you up at Mach 3 with your hair on fire. All right. Hey, Dan, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless everybody.
All righty. Okay, that was Dan from NewManaRepublic.com. And we did that for a very specific reason. Yeah, they could have had a website out there in NewMana. You can call Dan up and talk with him. No. We wanted to marry ourselves to NewMana Food because this is that good and it's this important. Aren't you glad you stuck around? You're going to make that phone call?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that I'm looking at these things. I'm saying it looks like it's prepared by a very cuisined chef.
Well, and I got news for you here. Anybody that prepares this and throws it down on a plate or puts it in a bowl is going to look exactly the same. There's no chefs here with the big hats on preparing this stuff. This is what you see, folks, is what you're going to get. Ron McDonald, thanks for sticking around there.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
All righty. Well, let me take my panicked little butt and go home here and put out the feelers and see what else I can find out what's making me so nervous. I got that spidey sense going on, and I ain't liking this. And, Ron, you know me. I don't get scared over anything.
Nope.
Let me put it to you this way. Trepidation. There's a skip in the record. I got to find out what the thing here is and keep searching the internet because I've not seen anybody turn up anything specific. But as always, folks, stay frosty. Keep your eyes open. Stay communicative with your friends. Thanks, Ron McDonald, and thank you all for being here today. See you again tomorrow.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional
nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.